In the actual meditation practice, finally getting to that, I used to do this thing where, in the self-meta, where I tried to spend quite a bit of time, I would remember playing in a band with a friend. And there was one moment, I mean, it was only a pub in Bury, you know. Don't run away with the idea of anything grand. It was a pub in Bury. And there was one moment, though, where me and my friend, he was the bass player and I was playing the flute, and backing singing. And we smiled at each other, you know, we looked at each other, and it was as though to say, hey, this is all right, isn't it? You know, and I think we're going down quite well, which we didn't know. But yeah, that was a magic moment that I was able to bring into my metta practice. And for quite a while, that just got me in touch with a good sense of, yes, that was... In fact, this morning, I was thinking a bit about the talk, and I thought, well, if you're in a kind of a neutral, greyish, what do you do to get yourself feeling, you know, feeling better? I thought, I listen to Al Reed. I got my laptop out to do. Oh, what a comedian. He's so clean, good fun. But he does these character parts where very often he plays the part of the husband and the wife having a bit of a disagreement. And honestly, you'd think there were two people. It almost overlaps the conversation. He's so fun. And instantly, within a minute, I'm in a better state. Yeah. But there's a very serious point there that we have to take responsibility, don't we? If you are feeling a bit, you know, well, I mean, there's a lot around, isn't there? I mean, with this place, you know. It's a bit cold in that front room. But if you got into it, you'd find all sort of... But we have to take responsibility. God, cheer up for heaven's sake. You know, we've got it here, haven't we? Just come through the door and you're on your way. I'm really grateful to Anna Bondeman. I didn't have a clue before you came with all this... Well, it might emerge, I'm not going to clue you now. I mean, about your particular area of expertise. And I'm loving it. And and also, like everybody on the retreat, you know, there's been a good healthy turnouts every day. But can you imagine if people didn't bother, if, you know, it was just... Me and Matt Levander, it'd be all right. Probably quite intense. Or you turn up, you're on your own. And say, yeah. I have done a class where it was only me who turned up. Then I got all the biscuits. So obviously it leads on, you know, you're feeling in relatively good shape. You know, you've cheered yourself up at least. And I think from there, it's quite natural to rejoice in merits, to sort of, it should be an expansive, an outward going sort of emotion, yeah. And I think, like, with rejoicing in merits, we should just engage with it and do it regularly. It should become second nature. You know, we should just be, well, that's what we do. You know, we just, when we open our mouths, it's positive kind of, it's that way. I always remember when I lived in Manchester, it's probably 6 years ago now. I was having difficulties with someone. He was my boss. You know, I always hate having a boss. And I was having difficulties with him, and I must have mentioned something to someone, and he said, what you need to do is rejoice in his merits. Can you imagine? You know, you're trying to tell the guy, I hate this geezer. He said, rejoice in his merits. So I thought, okay. So I wrote a column or an article for the newsletter in Manchester. And I called it something like Celebrating the Heroes, you know. Only imagining I was only ever going to do one, you know. So I did this exercise, rejoicing in his merits. And it was really good. Well, it was good for me, because I had to think about the good things, what he'd done and what he was doing, and, you know, turn around that sort of grumpy, resentful, whatever I was. And he loved it. He came round the day after it had been sort of put out there, and he just really appreciated it, and we became friends, you know, as it was. And I carried on, doing more, and people never knew who it was going to be, you know, it was great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But obviously the faces when they opened up the newsletter, oh! I did Vinnie and Marla, I remember, she just loved it, well, good thing to do.